For over a century, Coney Island has been known for fun, relaxation, and seaside thrills. But that dreamland turned into a nightmare for the Verderas family on October 29th, when a massive sea surge flooded their rides and games. Their century-old Wonder Wheel and Spook House from 1955 were nearly destroyed.
When we got here and saw the devastation, it was like a death.
Dino Verderas is a third-generation worker in this family-owned business.
I mean, figuratively, like a death, because, you know, a lot of this stuff has history.
But the family resolved to rebuild.
Get her done.
Dino worked with a five-man crew he has known since he was a boy. They assisted his father, co-owner Steve Verderas, who directed the cleanup and restoration.
We're men. We do what we have to do. We get it done.
Steve's brother, Dennis Verderas, handled logistics and finances. He says the family had to borrow a huge amount of money to pay for repairs and new equipment.
But what hurts more is when you have an old piece of equipment that's been around for 70 or 80 years that was underwater, and you know it can't be restored. So that's painful. That's especially painful to throw away.
Might be able to fix this.
Louis, don't throw this guy out, okay? Okay. We're going to bring him in the shop, see what we can do with him.
3 months of solid labor later, the Wonder Wheel is refashioned, the kiddie rides are buffed up, and the Scary House's gimmicks have been restored or replaced. The Verderas family felt they were ready for Coney Island's opening day.
We kept a couple of the old relics, but a lot of it is all new. All new mechanics, all new haunts. So, you know, the silver lining is, if you come by this summer, you're going to have a lot of new stuff to see.
Coney Island's rebirth became reality in March when dignitaries and New Yorkers came together on the famous boardwalk for opening day.
Go ahead.
And the Verderas family offered up fun free of charge.
I couldn't be happier. Everything worked out the way we wanted it to work out. All the rides are up, they're running. Wonder Wheel's at 100%, so I couldn't be happier.
Much of what Hurricane Sandy destroyed has been rebuilt. Still, it's probably safe to say that nowhere have the results been more fun than here.
We love you, Coney!
Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.